Hi, thanks for joining us. I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Ann Makovic. This is your Picks Now updates.
Taking a live look inside the memorial service for slain Davis officer Natalie Corona. Thousands have gathered at UC Davis's Arc Pavilion to honor the 22-year-old. Earlier today, officers with Oakland's police department led a large caravan to the service. Last Thursday evening, Officer Corona was gunned down after responding to a routine traffic accident. She was just weeks into the job.
Right now, teachers in Oakland are rallying in an unsanctioned sick out to jolt slow contract talks. Earlier, Chapter 5 was overhead as more than 100 teachers, possibly thousands, or at least rather hundreds of teachers, marched down Broadway to the district office, calling for competitive wages and smaller class sizes. Today's action comes after 2 years of negotiations between the Oakland Unified School District and the teachers' union. The strike is organized by the same group that called for a sick out in December. The union may vote to strike within the next month. Classes for students are still in session.
Tesla is slashing its workforce. The Silicon Valley automaker announced that it is cutting 7% of its employees. Chief Executive Elon Musk says that the move is to increase production and cut costs of the Model 3 sedan. Musk wants to get the cost of the new electric sedan down from $44,000 to $35,000 by the end of the year. In a letter to the employees, Musk wrote, "We face an extremely difficult challenge making our cars, batteries, and solar products cost competitive with fossil fuels. While we have made great progress, our products are still too expensive for most people."
Trouble for President Trump. His longtime personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is admitting he lied to Congress when he said talks to build a Trump Tower in Moscow ended 6 months earlier than they actually did. Now, BuzzFeed is reporting that special counsel Robert Mueller has uncovered evidence that the president personally instructed Cohen to lie.
Clearly, Mr. Cohen has got a checkered history, so let's see what was really the case.
President Trump tweeted this morning, "Michael Cohen is lying in an effort to reduce his jail time." Cohen faces 3 years in prison for campaign finance violation. He is set to testify before Congress next month.
It is day 28 of the government shutdown, and now President Trump and House Democrats seem to be throwing political jabs at each other. Earlier this week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked the president to postpone his upcoming State of the Union address, citing concerns that employee furloughs could limit security at the event. Yesterday, the president fired back, abruptly postponing a trip by Pelosi and other lawmakers to visit U.S. service members abroad. Meanwhile, some 800,000 federal employees and workers are caught in the middle.
They're, you know, playing games with each other, and we're the people who are hurting.
The TSA is still struggling with a staffing shortage as agents who are asked to work without pay continue to call out sick. Airports are bracing for even longer lines with the threat of severe weather moving across the country throughout the holiday weekend.
Across the country and right here in the Bay Area, people are going to be taken to the streets this weekend for the third annual Women's March. Organizers say they are resisting Trump administration policies and building power. Our Gianna Franco with the impact this will have on traffic.
If you plan on heading into San Francisco on Saturday, there are closures in place for the Women's March, which is happening Saturday, January 19th from 11:30 to 3 at Civic Center Plaza. Now, the rally begins there at 11:30. The march starts at 1:30, and it should extend to about 3 o'clock that afternoon. Street closures that will be in effect will be Market Street between 8th and Embarcadero, Grove Street between Polk and Market. Muni will also be affected. SF Muni information here will be routed to Mission Street. Also, Mission Street, you'll have access restricted for transportation between Van Ness and Embarcadero. No buses on Market Street. They are recommending that you use SF Muni, BART, or ferry service if you plan on heading into San Francisco to participate in the Women's March, which again is happening Saturday, January 19th, starting at 11:30 with a rally at Civic Center. It extends until 3 o'clock with the march beginning at 1:30.
Jenna, thank you. It is official. Early next week, construction will begin on bringing BART to downtown San Jose. According to a construction notice, work will start on Monday and could last up to 7 weeks. The work will begin along Santa Clara Street between South Market and North Third. The VTA says that the construction is starting ahead of schedule because it needs additional data to complete the final design.
All right, taking a live look outside right now from our Mount Vaca camera. We do have a break in the rain today, but you can see it's still a little bit gloomy out there. Mary Lee tracking the next round of showers for us. Mary.
That's right, and we're not done just yet with our wet weather. Now you can see on high def Doppler, we are looking quiet. Just a few spotty showers out there. But we are looking at the chance to see more scattered showers, especially for the North Bay today. There's a weather system to our north. So the North Bay, you're close enough to where you could possibly see a few more showers. For the most part, for the rest of the Bay Area, mainly dry conditions as we head through the afternoon. Could see some scattered showers for tonight from the North Bay down to the San Francisco Peninsula, as well as for the Berkeley Hills. And then a few showers for tomorrow morning for the North Bay. Otherwise, looking dry for the rest of us. We do have a high surf warning that's still in effect. Dangerous surf. We've already seen breaking waves 45 feet. So as we go through the day, you can see this is at 3 p.m. and you can see from the Golden Gate south a little bit of sunshine up across the North Bay. You can see a few showers there. Here we go for 11 p.m. and you can see showers from the North Bay down into the San Francisco Peninsula. So that is a possibility. South Bay, you'll likely stay dry. Then as we head through Saturday morning, a few showers from the North Bay. Most of us will be dry for your Saturday, but then check out what happens for Sunday. A weak weather system will bring some light rain in on Sunday, especially in the afternoon. Back to you.
Mary, thank you. Buying a house can be pretty competitive, and it turns out San Francisco and San Jose are some of the most competitive housing markets in the country. They rank fourth and fifth, respectively, in LendingTree's list of metropolitan areas. In the number one spot, it's Denver, followed by Los Angeles, then Portland. The ranking is based on average down payment percentage, the number of buyers with good credit, and the share of buyers shopping for a mortgage.
We are going to be back in about an hour with our newscast at noon on KPIX.com. You can also watch our hourly updates on any of your favorite platforms.
And be sure to leave us a review on iTunes, Amazon, and Google, and let us know what you think.